I thought I knew what monsters were. As a little girl, I used to think of them as mysterious shadows lurking behind my hanging clothes, under my bed, in the woods. They were a presence I could physically feel behind me, moving in closer as I was walking home from school in the glare of the setting sun. I didn't know how to describe the feeling, but I just knew they were there somehow. My body could sense them, sense danger. I remember feeling the uneven ground twisting my skinny ankles as I walked faster and faster down the gravel roadway that led to my house, fumes from the retreating school bus billowing behind me. I would take deep breaths, count to 10, close my eyes, and squeeze my lids. And then I would run. Every day, I would run down that stretch of isolated roadway, my house in the distance seeming to move farther and farther away instead of closer within my reach. My sneakers would kick up clumps of grass and pebbles and dust as I raced against something, whatever was in there watching, waiting for me. I would trip on my shoelaces, scramble up my front steps, and slam into the warmth of my father's outstretched arms, his breath hot in my ear, whispering, "I've got you. I've got you." His fingers would grab fistfuls of my hair, and my lungs would sting from the influx of air. My heart would crash hard against my chest as a single word formed in my mind. Safety. Or so I thought. Learning to fear should be a slow evolution, a gradual progression from Santa Claus at a local strip mall to the boogeyman under the bed, from the R-rated movie a babysitter let you watch to the man idling in a car behind tinted windows, staring at you for just a second too long as you make your way down the sidewalk at dusk, watching him inch closer in your peripheral vision, feeling your heartbeat rise from your chest to your neck to the backs of your eyes. It's a learning process, an ongoing progression from one perceived threat to the next, each subsequent thing more realistically dangerous than the last. Not for me, though. For me, the concept of fear came crashing down with a force my adolescent body had never experienced. A force so suffocating, it hurt to breathe. And in that moment, the moment of the crash, it made me realize that monsters don't hide in the woods. They aren't shadows in the trees or invisible things lurking in darkened corners. No. The real monsters move in plain sight. I was 12 years old when those shadows started to form a shape, a face, started to become less of an apparition and more concrete, more real. When I began to realize that maybe the monsters lived among us. And there was one monster in particular I learned to fear above all the rest.